So we saw the Gemara in the base, Amud base. Let's go towards the bottom. We're on the fourth bottom line, Omar Mar. We said early on in the sugya, Amalei Rav Yehuda v'haloi koyanim mibo'id yoim heim toivlim. If you remember, this was the question that Rav Yehuda asked on Rav Meir. Rav Meir said that you read Kriya Shema from when? From the time that the koyanim toivl in order to become tohir. So Rav Yehuda asked the question on him, how can that be? But they toivl mibo'id yoim. And if they toivl mibo'id yoim whilst it's still day, how on earth can that be considered the time for Kriya Shema shel Arvis? And Rashi pointed out at the time that Rav Meir's answer was not recorded in the Braisa. We don't yet know how or if Rav Meir responded. Says the Gemara, Shapir komar le Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Meir? Question mark. Surely Rabbi Yehuda has said, well, he's come with a good taina, it's a good kasha. How on earth it makes no sense to say that the Zman of Kriya Shema Balaylo should be when the Kohenim Toivel, but surely that's Mibo'id Yoim. That was Rabbi Yehuda's question. So Shapir Komrat, Shapir, it's a good, he said, well, it's a good kind of. Says the Gemara, no. You know what Rabbi Meir would have responded or did respond? V'Rabbi Meir, Hochi Ka'omar Lei. This is what Rabbi Meir said back in answer to Rabbi Yehuda. Me sovereign, did you really think that I know that I Abein Hashmoshes Didcho Ka'amina? Question mark. Did you really think that I was talking about your Abein Hashmoshes? I know Abein Hashmoshes the Rabbi Yosi Ka'amina. The Omer Rabbi Yosi Abein Hashmoshes Keheref Ayin. We mentioned this yesterday. There is a discussion, how long does Bein Hashmoshes last for? Rabbi Yehuda's personal opinion is that it lasts for a while. We'll see exactly how long. Let's call it 10 minutes, quarter of an hour. So that period is a period of Sofik, prior to which is definitely Yoim. And if it's definitely Yoim, so we understand Rabbi Yehuda's question. Rabbi Yehuda was following his own reasoning. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that prior to Laila comes Bein Hashmoshes, which is a whole 10-minute period, let's call it. And prior to that is when the Koyanim Toivel. So that's why he asked very fairly what's going on. If they Toivel before Bein Hashmoshes, well, clearly that's still day. Rav Meir says, I was never going with your version of Bein Hashmoshes. I was going with Rabbi Yossi's version of Bein Hashmoshes. What's Rabbi Yossi's version? The Bein Hashmoshes lasts for an instance, even though technically, yes, there is actually a period in which it's Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila. But how long does that last for? A split second. Ze nichnas v'ze yotzei. One day leaves, the next day arrive. It all takes a matter of seconds, in which case, when do the Kohenim Toivel? Yes, technically just before Laila, but basically that is Laila because it's one instant before. So therefore, there is no time in which you could say, oh, this is still daytime and we've got plenty of time till the Laila. No.
If we say Bein Hashmoshes is instantaneous, if according to Rabbi Meir, that the Kohanim Toivel before Bein Hashmoshes, that's daytime still.
Yeah, but there's no ramification because before Bein Hashmoshes is basically nightfall. It's another way of saying at the stroke of nightfall, because the switch from day to night is an instant. So when he says before Bein Hashmoshes, he means at Bein Hashmoshes. Let's see, Rashi says this. Look at the bottom, Rashi. Five lines or six lines from the bottom. Bein Hashmoshes de Rabbi Yehuda. The Bein Hashmoshes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Mahalech Chatzi Mil, is the time it takes to walk a half a mil. Lifnei Tzei Sakri Chavim. A mil is considered to take 18 minutes, so half a mil is a 9-minute period. However, the Rabbi Yosi keheref ayin lifnitzei sakichovim. But according to Rabbi Yosi, it's a heref ayin, it's literally a split second before tzei sakichovim. The Rabbi Meir kerabbi Yosi svira lein. And Rabbi Meir follows the reasoning of, follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, that what is Ben Hashmoshes, it almost has no ramification lahalocha, and therefore v'chi tovil mekami hochi. So when we say that they tovil prior to that, samoch lechashechahu, that is indeed very, very, very close to darkness. V'zman shchiva korina bei. So we can indeed call this the zman that people go to bed. Remember, everything is always being attributed to that one word, v'shoch b'cho. So if you're talking about quarter of an hour before nightfall, that was Rabbi Yehuda's question. Nobody goes to bed then. You cannot possibly categorize that time of day as zman shchiva. But if your Ben Hashmoshes lasts just a split second, so what does that mean you're tovling before? Basically at the stroke of nightfall. So therefore, even though technically you're right, Ramosha Zelig, if you tovel 10 seconds before Tzeisak Yechovim, at the end of the day, it's still Yoim, but because you're so close to Choshech, we can call that Zman Shchiva. Now have a look at the bottom tesis, very, very important tesis. This once again reminds ourselves, we've discussed this on many, many occasions, and in fact, we've even discussed that this month. We know that according to some opinions, when you get to what's called plag hamincha, which I'm not going to get involved in all the cheshbonos for the moment, but basically plag hamincha comes out an hour and a quarter before Tzeisak Yechovim. So in your classic 6 a.m. to 6 p.m, plag hamincha is at 4:45. We've discussed this many times. Some opinions hold, and it's the opinion of Tanoim, that plag hamincha is actually the end of the day. You daven mincha prior to plag, and you can daven mariv after plag. So we've discussed this on many times. Others disagree and say it's the end of the day. What is the halacha? You can choose. You just can't do something contradictory. We've discussed all of that. The strange thing is, guess who holds that after plag hamincha you can daven ma'ariv? It's none other than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one firing a question at Rabbi Meir. How on earth can you recite Kriya Shema at the time that the Kohenim go to Tovel? But that's still daytime. Excuse me, I don't understand that question. Rabbi Yehuda himself says you can daven Ma'ariv and say Kriya Shema from 4:45 p.m. So what type of question is, when do the Kohenim Tovel? Let's say again, say Sakechovim for argument's sake is at 6 o'clock. Bein Hashmoshes is at 10 to 6. So when do they table? At 5:45? 5:45? So what's Rabbi Yehuda's kasha? Oh, how can they say Kriya Shema at 5:45? Excuse me, you hold, you could say Kriya Shema already from 4:45. That's Tosfos kasha. Have a look at Tosfos. Omalei Rabbi Yehuda v'haloi koyanim mib'oid yoim him toivlim. Rabbi Yehuda posed the question, what's going on? But surely koyanim toivl, whilst it is still day, says Tosis, I don't understand. Tema, it's a wonder. Tikshilei lenafshei, let's ask him himself. Lenafshei means himself. Let's fire the question, boomerang it back to Rabbi Yehuda himself. Sheharei plaga mincha b'boiz yoimhi. Plaga mincha is also broad daylight. And yet, v'hu oimer, underline the word v'hu. It's he himself none other than Rabbi Yehuda, who is the very opinion that says that what? That miyad kesheyavor plaga mincha, as soon as it gets to plaga mincha, havazman tefilas arvis. So what's going on? Rabbi Yehuda himself, he is the one who holds that once you get to plag, you can daven ma'ariv and you can say Kriya Shema. So ask Rabbi Yehuda, what time do you could say Kriya Shema? No problem, 4:45. So why on earth is he getting so upset with Rabbi Meir, who suggested that you could say Kriya Shema just before Bein Hashmoshes? And Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, what's going on? It's daytime, it's broad daylight. No, and according to you, it's exactly the same. The Yesh Loima says Tosis, no. Deledidei, according to him, Rabbi Yehuda, loy kashya. Not difficult. Do you know why it's not difficult? Deloy dorish b'shoch b'cho uvkumecho, says Tosfos. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make this drosha of b'shoch b'cho uvkumecho. Remember, we've got to keep on coming back to this one word. We've been sitting here, Be'ezah Hashem, for 2 weeks working out when you say Kriya Shema, and it all revolves around one solitary word. Which word? B'shach b'cha, when you lie down. So we are assuming that B'shach b'cha, the time that one lies down, the time that one goes to sleep, that is the Zman of Kriya Shema. And here we are working. What is that Zman that you can consider the time that people go to sleep? Says Tosfos, I've got news for you. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this drosha. How he learns the pasuk, that's a different question. But he doesn't learn that b'shoch b'cha means that the time that you say Kriya Shema is the time that people go to sleep. Nobody goes to sleep for the night at 4:45 p.m. So you cannot ask Rabbi Yehuda, excuse me, according to your own opinion, how can you say Kriya Shema at 4:45 p.m.? It's still daylight outside. So what? Even though it's still daylight, I hold that's Laila. Yeah, but it's not B'shoch B'cha. I don't hold a B'shoch B'cha. Avol says, Tosfos l'Rabbonon d'Darshi, comma, but according to the Rabbonon that do make the drasha of a Shach B'cha, that's where Rabbi Yehuda was firing his question. Kashya, that was his difficulty. Excuse me, te'enoi zman shchiva. This is not a time that people go to sleep. So Rabbi Yehuda's question was very fair if you are attacking those who hold of the B'shach B'cha drasha. And we certainly do. That's what we've been sitting working out for the last 2 weeks. At which point can you consider the Zman of Shechiva? Is it Bein HaShmoshes? Is it Tzeisak Yechavim? Is it a bit later, a bit earlier? But you can't ask Rabbi Yehuda, excuse me, how do you allow Kriya Shema at 4:45 p.m.? That's certainly not a Zman Shechiva. I don't hold of the whole Zman Shechiva concept. But you, Rav Meir, Rav Lezer, Rav Hanina, all of these opinions, they do go with Zman Shechiva. Ah, so then Rabbi Yehuda is asking a very valid question. So what's going on? Before Tzeisak Yechavim is broad daylight, nobody goes to sleep at that time. Excuse me, how can you say Kriya Shema? Okay, says the Gemara. Top line.
Who is the one that said the ikur of Kriya Shema was Alamita?
Rashi.
That wasn't in the name of Rabbi Yehuda by chance.
No. Rashi was telling you that Rashi had a big problem because here we are going on the Mishnah. Rashi was commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mehemasai Kairan Kriya Shema, when the Koyani meet Truma, that's at Tzeisak Yechavim. What's going on? Everybody's davening Ma'ariv at 5 o'clock p.m.
Right, okay.
Rashi says, you're right, that's not the main Kriya Shema. The main Kriya Shema is Balayla. You're 100% right, Ramesh Zelig. If you remember, Tosfos, one of Tosfos' answers to deal with Rashi's question is that they're going with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. This was the $64 million question. If the Mishnah says you read Kriyas Shema at Seisach Yechavim, how is it that all of us are reading Davening Maariv at 5:30 p.m.? So Rashi says, you're right, you're not Yetzir Kriyas Shema, and then the main Kriyas Shema is Kriyas Shema al Amita. So if you remember, Tosfos got very upset with that. If the Kriyas Shema al Amita is the main Kriyas Shema, so why are you not saying three parashas? Why are you not saying brachas? Why is the Talmud Chacham exempt, etc., etc.? One of Tosfos' tirutzim is, do you know why everybody's davening Maariv at 5 o'clock? This, by the way, is when we spoke about Plaga Mincha, because clearly they're going with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. You're right, the Mishnah is not going with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Mishnah is going with Zman Shechiva. Rabbi Yehuda definitely doesn't hold a Zman Shechiva. Rabbi Yehuda holds that from Plaga Mincha, you can daven Maariv and say Kriya Shema. Everybody agrees that you cannot consider 4:45 p.m. as Zman Shechiva. That was one of Tosfos' suggestions. Okay, top line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, one second. Kashya de Rabbi Meir adi Rabbi Meir. We have a stira in the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Why? Where's the stira? So look at the top Tosfos. Look at the top Rashi, excuse me. Says Rashi, Kashya de Rabbi Meir adi Rabbi Meir. Le'el Omar. Rabbi Meir himself previously has been quoted as saying, Misha'o shebnei Adam nichnosim le'echol piton ba'arve shabosois. It's at the time that people eat their suda on Friday night. And when is that? Vehu shiur me'uchar mishel koyein. And that is a time later than when the koyanim eat their truma. The koyanim eat their truma at Seisach Yechavim. People have their suda on Friday night later than that. So according to that particular quote, in the name of Rabbi Meir, when do you say Kriyas Shema? Later than Seisach Yechavim. Says Rashi Vahocha, however, here in this braisa, Omar Misha Tvila, Shikonim Bein Hashmoshes. So what's going on? We have two quotes in the name of Rabbi Meir, which are contradictory, says the Gemara, the very easy teretz, Trei Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Meir. You're right. It's two different Tanoim quoting in the name of Rabbi Meir. It's not Rabbi Meir himself talking. It's two different Tanoim. There seems to be a machloikus about what Rabbi Meir exactly held. If Rabbi Meir himself would be doing the talking, well, then it's very difficult. Rabbi Meir can't say two contradictory things. But if it's two Tanoim who are quoting in his name, fine, so there could be a machloikas. There's a discrepancy, a machloikas between a Talmidim. What did the Rebbe, what did Rabbi Meir really hold? Finally, says the Gemara, we have another stira. Kashya, the Rabbi Eliezer, other Rabbi Eliezer. We've got another stira. Which Rabbi Eliezer? Says Rashi, Kashya de Rabbi Eliezer, the Braisa, other Rabbi Eliezer, the Masnisin. If you go back, Meirai v'Raboisai, all the way, look at the very opening Mishnah once again. How did the Mishnah begin? Me'emosai koirin eshma ba'arvin misho sha'akoyenim nichnosin lechel b'trumoson Ad soifo ashmura rishoino, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that when you say Kriyas Shema, from the time that the Kohenim eat Truma, when is that? As we know, Seisach Yechavim. So what's the big problem? That's on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. In Daf Beis Amud Beis, Rabbi Eliezer told us a completely different shir. What did Rabbi Eliezer say on Amud Beis? If you look,
Shabbos comes.
Says right. And as Rashi explained then, when does the day become holy on Friday night? At Bein Hashmoshes. So what's going on? We have a stira in Rabbi Eliezer. Did Rabbi Eliezer say it's when the Kohenim eat Truma, which is Seisach Yechavim, Or did he say it's when Shabbos comes in, which is a Bein Hashmoshes? Says the Gemara again, the same Torah, it's Trei Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Elazar. Fine. So once again, same Torah as we said before. It's not actually Rabbi Elazar himself talking, it's two Tanoim quoting in his name. And apparently, yes, as a machlokes, exactly what did Rabbi Elazar hold? The Ibayis Eima, alternatively, Reisha, Lav Rabbi Elazar. The alternative teretz is that if you go back to the opening Mishnah, what did the opening Mishnah say? The opening Mishnah said, look again, Memasai Kairin, Eshema Barvis, Mishosha Koyanim, Nichnosim, Lechoil Bitrumosom, Ad Soif, Ashmura Rishoino, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So, in that opening statement of the Mishnah, would you agree to me that actually two separate halachas were taught to us? From when? And until when? From when can they say Kriya Shema? From the Tzeisak Yichavim. Until when can they say Kriya Shema? Until the end of the Ashmura Rishayna. When the Mishnah said, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, this was Rebbe Eliezer talking, which bit? Both halves of that statement, or just the second half of that statement? The Gemara is suggesting that the Reisha, meaning the opening words of that statement, that's not Rebbe Eliezer. When the Mishnah says Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, it's going on the Sefer, it's going on the Halacha of Ad Seifo Ashmura Rishayna. So what in fact is Rebbe Eliezer's opinion with regard to from when you can say Kriya Shema? The Mishnah didn't tell us. So you open the Gemara in Amud Beis, and it says there, from the time that Shabbos comes in, Bein Hashmoshes, that's no contradiction, there's no other quote in Rebbe Eliezer's name, Bechlal Agaba, the beginning Zman of Kriya Shema. Look back in the Gemara by us. Says the Gemara, again, V'boyes Eima, Reisha, the Reisha, meaning those opening words, that's Lav Rebbe Eliezer, that's not Rebbe Eliezer talking. Aye, it says Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. No, that's going at the end of the sentence, says Rashi. Iboyesema on the fourth line, Iboyesema, Reisha de Masnisin, Lav Rebbe Eliezer.
Isn't that a much more satisfactory answer? Otherwise, we have to say either the Mishnah or the Braisa is wrong or misquoted.
It is, well, not misquoted, but it's a machloikas between the Talmid and Rebbe Eliezer. Yeah, you're right. This is a very gishmak answer. Says Rashi, Rashi explains, Lav Rebbe Eliezer hi, v'ho diktoni, that which it says, quote unquote, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, asoif hazman koi, underline the word asoif. It's not going on from when, it's going on until when. The ka'omar atsoif ashmura harishayna, because it says that you could say Kriya Shema until the end of the first Ashmura. Yes, that halacha is Rebbe Eliezer's private chiddush, and there Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbanon argue. Or pligi Rabbanon oleh, and they say, no, actually, va'omri ad chatzos. What is the machloikas all about? So, the Rebbe Eliezer dorish b'shoch b'cho. Rebbe Eliezer says that the word b'shoch b'cho means zman hascholas shriva. Underline the word hascholas.
I'm sorry, where's the Rav?
I'm in the Rashi.
More or Rashi?
I'm in Rashi.
Okay.
Rashi on the fourth narrow line at the top.
Okay, thank you.
The Rebbe Eliezer Dorish B'shoch B'cho. Again, we have a machloikas now with regard to until when can you say Kriya Shema? So what did Rebbe Eliezer say? Until the end of the first Ashmura. Let's consider that the first third of the night. There's a discussion. Is that 3 hours into the night, 4 hours into the night? but basically either 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. And what do the Rabbanon say? That essentially till the morning, but remember we said until Chatzos is practically. So what's the Machlokes all about? Says Rashi, I'll explain to you. The Rebbe Lezer Dorish B'shoch B'cho, quote unquote. How did he understand the word B'shoch B'cho? It's the Zman Hascholas, underline Shchiva. It's the beginning time. When do people go to bed? Shebnei Odom Hoylchim L'shlishkoiv. When people go to sleep, Zeh Koidem V'zeh Me'uchar. It's true, some a little bit earlier, some a little bit later, but basically it's all within that time period of from the time that the Kohenim eat Truma until one Ashmura in the night. That's the time that people go to sleep. It's the Haschola. V'rabonon Dorashi Kol Zman Shchiva. Underline the words Kol Zman. They understand that when the Torah talks about sleeping, it doesn't mean the time that people go to sleep. Rather, it means that the time that people are sleeping. And when are people sleeping? Not just 3 hours into the night. Nobody wakes up at 9 o'clock in the evening. Kol Zman Shchiva means all the time that people are sleeping. When is that? Dainu kol alayla. Elo sha'asu siyog. It's just that they hold that there's a siyog. What does a siyog mean? A fence. L'dova v'omru ad chatzos. And Rav Gamliel, if you remember, he was the other opinion. Lesley ahu siyog. He doesn't hold of that fence, and therefore he holds you can read until the morning. So this is a very, very, very critical Rashi. Rashi is telling us, and we discussed this then when we learned the Mishnah, even though it's three opinions mentioned in the Mishnah, it's really essentially two. And it all revolves about how do you understand the word B'shoch B'cho? Rebbe Eliezer understands B'shoch B'cho as meaning the beginning time. When do people go to sleep? Not when are people sleeping. They sleep all night. When do people go to sleep? As Rashi says, you cannot narrow it down to a particular minute, some a little bit earlier, some a little bit later, but it's all within that window of until the end of the first Ashmura. Whereas the other opinions, both the Rabbon and Rabbi Gamliel say, we're not arguing you, yes, that's when people go to sleep, but we don't translate the word B'shoch B'cho as such. We understand B'shoch B'cho means all the time that people are sleeping. It's not the Haschola, it's the Kol Zman. When are people sleeping too? Till? All the way until the morning. Then we have another Machlokes. Within a Machlokes, did Chazal make a Siog? And they say, but practically you should stop at Chatzos or not. So essentially there are two opinions. How do you learn the word B'shoch B'cho? And then there's another little mini machlekes. Did Chazal make a siog and say that nonetheless you should lechatchila say Kriya Shema until Chatzos? Okay, we must hold it over here. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
All the best, everybody.